We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Putting to Death the Old Nature, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. I have just read from the New King James Version. After Victor's experience, he became truly repentant and went to speak with his pastor. His pastor explained that every believer has been given the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the old sinful nature. You can't overcome sin by willpower, he said. You overcome by walking in the Spirit. Victor's pastor also advised him to end the sinful relationship that had become a stumbling block in his walk with God. It was clear that as long as he held on to it, he would keep struggling with guilt and spiritual weakness. In obedience, Victor ended the relationship, though it was difficult. He was also counseled to stop keeping close fellowship with friends who did not believe in God as he now did, because continued fellowship with them would weaken his faith and draw him back into sin. Many believers sincerely want to live right, but they struggle because they try to fight sin with human strength instead of depending on the Spirit. The flesh cannot defeat the flesh. Only the Spirit can. Here are practical ways to put to death the sinful nature through the Spirit. Walk in daily fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Spend time in prayer and the Word each day. The more you fellowship with the Spirit, the stronger you become against temptation. See Galatians 5:16. Guard your heart and your eyes. Temptation often begins with what we see or allow into our thoughts. Be intentional about what you watch, read, or listen to. See Proverbs 4:23. Confess and forsake sin immediately. When you stumble, don't hide or justify it. Confess it to God and turn away. Repentance keeps your heart tender and open to grace. See 1 John 1:9. Stay accountable and in godly fellowship. Isolation weakens you, but fellowship with other believers strengthens your resolve. Fire burns brighter in company. Go into today remembering that the Spirit of God within you gives you power to overcome sin and live in victory. You are not a slave to sin anymore. You have been made free by the power of Christ. Prayer. Father, thank you for giving me your Spirit. Help me to walk in His power daily and overcome every work of the flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from John 19-21. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.